as much tomorrow.
Oh, I got to listen to you every day. Every day.
Like, I'm working on getting you some therapy. I'm working on it.
I need a therapy dog.
And we wish you both.
You can take home Duke.
There you go. You guys have a good weekend, okay?
You too.
Yeah, you too.
We'll be back with Morning Magazine coming up right here on AM 1320 WFHR, 97.5 FM WFHR. Yeah, we are locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Paul Gauguin Cruises.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The CEO of TikTok is about to go toe-to-toe with lawmakers on Capitol Hill who want the video sharing app banned.
We don't want this data in the hands of the Chinese Communist Party, period.
Republican Kelly Armstrong among representatives worried about spying. Democrat Lisa Blunt Rochester doesn't think the app is a bad thing.
I've got nieces. I've got nephews. I know incredible content creators that are out there.
Age might be a factor in how you feel about TikTok. Deputy Director of Surveys Jennifer DePinto has results of our new CBS News poll.
6 in 10 of those familiar with TikTok favor a ban, but younger people, who are the most likely age group to use TikTok, are also the most opposed to a ban, or it's the idea that TikTok is a national security risk.
The number of anti-Semitic incidents continues to rise. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
Anti-Semitic incidents are up 36% nationwide. They include assault, harassment, and vandalism. These numbers are from the Anti-Defamation League, which says they mark the highest number of incidents on record since the group began keeping an annual tally in 1979.
A federal judge has ordered one of former President Trump's attorneys to testify about the handling of classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
What makes this very significant is that a court is ordering an attorney to break the attorney-client privilege he has with his client. That's pretty sacred stuff in the legal system. And in this case, the client is a former president of the United States.
Still no word on an indictment from a New York jury investigating alleged hush money paid to Stormy Daniels. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has visited the Kherson region a day after he toured the devastated city of Bakhmut amid new Russian bombings that destroyed apartment buildings south of Kyiv. This man spoke through an interpreter.
I felt the temperature of my body going up so much that I thought I would burn alive.
Western diplomats warning slow U.S. weapons deliveries are denying Ukrainian troops the strength they need to fend off new Russian onslaughts. The Biden administration says it'll revamp the transplant system to cut down on wait times for vital organs. CBS's Matt Piper.
While about 43,000 organ transplants were performed last year, doctors say it still is not enough to meet the demand, as more than 100,000 people are on the national transplant list. But there's been one nonprofit, United Network for Organ Sharing, that's run the list for about 40 years. Now the federal government says it will end that monopoly.
The Dow up 240 points. This is CBS News.
CBS News is brought to you by Paul Gauguin Cruises, artfully authentic, all-inclusive year-round cruising to Tahiti and the South Pacific. Visit pgcruises.com today.
Oh, I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's March, and you know what that means? Taxes are almost due. Jackson Hewitt can help you win tax season. That's the sound of your maximum tax refund. The sound of getting 50% off tax prep. The sound of many of our competitors' prices going up. And the sound of getting to your nearest Jackson Hewitt. Hurry in for 50% off tax prep before this offer expires April 9th. Limited time offer for new clients filing at participating locations. Max value $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50 for terms.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 42. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 20. Tonight, mainly clear. Daytime highs approaching 45. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this March 23rd, 2023, 10:05 on the clock, and you got your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in Jackie Carantini, Human Development and Relationships Expert with UW Extension. Looking forward to talking with her. Right now, we have in studio our good friends from Family Natural Foods, and I have Stephen and Katrina written on here, but that's not correct, Stephen. That is not correct. Introduce our great guest.
Yeah, thanks, James. So, my name is Stephen Hittner, of course, and Katrina's usually here too, my sister. She was on the radio yesterday, and so Jamie came in today, and she said, hey, why don't we give Katrina, we kind of conspired, we said, let's give Katrina a break, you know?
Yeah.
She woke up early, she had to endure, you know, being on the radio with James.
Yes, that's a lot. I mean, people need at least 24 hours break from that, at least.
That's what doctors recommend,
at least.
I've seen those recommendations. Yeah, you go into the clinic and it says, you're in the radio with James for more than, you know, whatever. Yeah. I've seen the warnings, yep.
Jamie, I usually got to go to the store to see you. Great to have you in studio again. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for the nice welcome. It's good to be here.
So Jamie's great because we were just talking about community, and Jamie was a physical education teacher in Wisconsin Rapids for over 20 years. And with all that great dedication and work she did with you know, many generations of children in our community, she used her body a lot.
Yeah.
And so when folks come to the store, they come to Family Natural Foods, and they say, oh, I've got a little, you know, arthritis in my knee, or, you know, my back hurts, et cetera, et cetera. I usually say, well, I could help you, but I got somebody who has more life experience in this department. And that was why Katrina and I, well, and Jamie this morning, we were kind of talking and said, hey, why don't we have Jamie talk about something that she knows well, which is, you know, her body.
and what
you know, using your body over the years, which a lot of people do, you know, folks that worked at the mill for their whole life, various, you know, physical jobs, and even just people who have, like, you know, a lot of athletic hobbies, or maybe hereditary, you know, rheumatoid arthritis. You know, we all kind of come to a point where our body isn't doing what we want it to do, and so, you know, that's where natural medicine and stuff can really help people out.
I think if you're over the age of 10, you know what we're talking about. Like, you start feeling aches and pains pretty early in life, but you kind of roll through them, and adrenaline and youth gets you through a lot of it. And then at a certain point, you bend down to tie your shoes, and you're like, ah, why did my back hurt? I was just tying my shoelaces. Like, what's going on here and stuff? And you realize these things. I think that it's incredibly timely, too. We're getting to the tail end of winter. Hopefully, everybody knock on wood real quick. And with winter, we put a lot of strain on our bodies. Shoveling, doing winter activities, a lot of these things. And so many people are looking forward to spring, summer, want to be able to enjoy it to the fullest. Pain, inflammation can hold you back from those things. Jamie, I come into the family. At Family Natural Foods, I tell you about these aches and pains and some of the things I'm struggling with. What was one of the first things that you kind of do to help somebody find out what's the best for them?
Usually I'll ask them, you know, what they're doing when the pain occurs.
Yeah.
Usually it's movement, which if you don't move, you're going to find that you actually have a little bit more pain. Joints love to move. And I think a big part of the pain we all experience may not be just with aging, but also the inflammation that comes from the food that we eat. And I usually tell people, just stop eating sugar. And that usually, you know, I get them a Kleenex and they dry their eyes.
I don't want to give up sugar. I was almost tearing up just thinking about it.
But that really is a huge impact.
I had no idea, and I only started doing this about a year ago, trying to get a little more sugar out of my diet. And I thought, okay, well, this would be difficult. I love cereal, so it's going to be tough. I had no idea how much sugar was in, so many different things. I'm Italian. I love marinara. There's some sauces that put sugar in marinara sauce.
Ketchup, all sorts of weird things.
That drove me crazy. Like, I couldn't believe it. It's one of those things. I think that better. I'm not... I'm not trying to tell everybody in the world to stop using sugar, but what I think that the understanding of how much sugar you're taking in, it, that everybody could be better at, off at, knowing.
It's so damaging. And my season right now is jelly bean season.
I'm with you, Jamie. You're great.
I can't eat them. And yesterday I had a few jelly beans, and this morning I did my workout, and I could tell exactly where they went, right to my joints.
Wow.
But we have some really nice supplements that really have gotten me through. My ski season is on the down side of it.
You're on the downhill?
Nice. Nicely done.
Practice that one.
Yeah, I was waiting for it.
It was good.
And last year, I actually started using a CBD THC gummy. When people come into the store and I point them to this product, they're like, THC? Well, in the state of Wisconsin, we can sell a limited amount. Some people are worried that, you know, it'll show up in a drug test, and it may. My suggestion to them is to just get a different job.
Easier said than done.
I know, easier said than done.
I like what you're saying there, though, too.
Yeah, but when I took one of these gummies, I was able to ski for 4 hours pain-free and hit a top speed of 43 miles an hour.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
And I was actually turning. It just wasn't bombing the hill, so...
I look forward to the day when we don't even you don't have to say that about the drug test and those kind of things. That this is such a used thing that when this does show up or something like that, there's an understanding of why it did. I see my mom and dad every day, and I love my parents like the sun. My mom and dad both have incredible hip pain right now and use a cane to get around and stuff. Mm-hmm. They're in constant pain, and they don't go and see their grandkids as much and all these things, and they're both waiting on a surgery that they keep putting off and all this stuff. And I've been trying to convince them to give this a shot. This actually, in particular, what you're pointing out here and everything. Because and part of the thing, and I tell them this all the time, you take this, you try it, it doesn't work, there is no side effect necessarily. Yes. There is no, well, I do this and I'm going to get polka dots all on me or something like that. Like, no. This is one of those things, like, unlike the 99% of the medications that you have to be prescribed, where you hear side effects may include and all that and everything. Yeah. This is something that is it's safe. And I know that for some people out there, that may seem weird to hear when you hear the anagrams of THC or CBD or something like that. But more and more, we're getting the knowledge out there that this is not going to turn you into Cheech and Chong. This is not going to, you know, this is the whole point of all of this, is helping people with pain, helping people with cancer, getting an appetite. It's not to create more Cheech and Chongs. It's to help people with pain. We shouldn't have to fight people on this.
Yeah. And this is a different product, too, because it's within the legal limits in Wisconsin. It's on the higher end, but there's a synergy between CBD and THC that makes it much more effective, especially for things like pain. And so this isn't about feeling effects or going to parties or anything like that. This is about pain, and that's kind of where Katrina and I came down on it. We said, hey, we're a health food store. We're not a liquor store. We're not anything like that.
Right.
Our job is to help people with pain and inflammation. It's amazing how many people have come through and had remarkable results with this. Like your grandparents, I'd have them come in and talk to Jamie, because you know she's. I love it. People come in and she'll start talking about what her joints feel like if she doesn't take this and she goes skiing. Can you give them the?
So if I don't take my wonderful supplements, it feels like a razor blade factory bought a gravel pit behind my kneecaps.
And it's
searing.
Yeah.
But
that's a great description, by the way. That's a really good description.
It's a terrible description.
I'm glad you don't feel it.
I say it's a great description because I can relate to it. You put to words exactly what I feel in my knees. Like, I know I'm not the only one.
We have to have a sample for you.
There you go.
I guarantee there's other people out there that was the perfect way to describe that for them too. And I'm with you guys. I hope people out there don't know it at all. all what you're talking about there. But if they do, we can't encourage you enough to head to Family Natural Foods. I do want to take a moment, though, Stephen, to tip my hat to you and Katrina and your team over there, because I do think it means something when you guys first started having these products in your store. You guys are an institution in this area. It means something when you take a stand like that, when you say, hey, this is about taking care of people, and we're going to stand by that. So I think that it's a little bit easier getting going forward here, but it wasn't for a long time, and you guys have been doing this for a long time, so I really admire that.
There's been a lot of problems in the country and in our community as well with prescription pain pills, the opioid crisis, as we know, extremely addicting and very damaging to families, people, communities. And so anything that we can do naturally, like you said, that has really no side effects and probably side benefits. I mean, we could talk about how this product, we're talking about for pain, which is certainly the topic we're talking about today, but some people have really great success with it for sleep or stress or other things. You know, we've had people, we've had customers that used it for their for their father who had I think it was Parkinson's, and he had a hard time getting out of bed, tying his shoes. He started taking CBD, and he was able to get out of bed, put on his shoes himself, and then his sense of humor came back. And that's where I really knew there was a difference with something like CBD. And you know, they didn't come in and say, oh, he has all these benefits, but you know, he's also got a big ulcer, and like, you know, there was no side effects. They didn't say like, this was great, but like, you know, it was like, this was great. And then they just kept coming in and buying it, you know, and kept coming back and telling us, you know, the same story, like, oh yeah, he told us this joke that he, you know, we haven't heard him, you know, kind of crack a joke like that for, you know, a number of years. So, you know, then CBD has been remarkable, but there's a lot of other things we've had, great success with, I guess let's go into rose hips, Jamie, because that's
my new favorite.
Yeah, that's a pretty remarkable one, because you came in a while ago and you said, oh, my hip is just really funky.
Yeah, and I don't really have a lot of trouble with my hips, but all of a sudden it was catching, and I didn't know if it was muscular, and I was hoping it wasn't joint. And like the week before, this product came in, Rose Hip Joint Comfort with type 2 collagen. I'm like, I grabbed it off the shelf right away. I'm like, well, okay, I'll be the guinea pig. And I doubled up on it, and within 4 days, that catch in my hip was gone.
Wow.
And, you know, I felt like I was going to be okay, because with pain, constant pain, it chips away at your soul, and which is probably why we weren't getting jokes. Because it was just sad.
Yeah.
Oh, that consistent pain, it doesn't matter how great your pain threshold is, that wears you out. That takes away, and it pulls away from every little bit of your personality, of your character, of your all of those things. I see it every day. I don't see my mom and dad the way I should be seeing them in retirement.
Yeah, they need these.
Yeah.
And I was doing research on what type 2 collagen was, and I wasn't really finding the information I wanted, because I wanted to know so I could tell people what it was. And I called Terry Naturally, an awesome company, money back guarantee on anything that on their products. And I asked them what type 2 collagen was, and she kind of, I think it's a trade secret. she kind of beat around the bush, and she said, well, it's from chickens. I'm like, okay, thanks.
All right.
I'll go with that.
Yeah.
But it is a wonderful product, and I have found a lot of comfort.
Yeah.
I got to just throw in a little bit of information so people have an idea. This is a Terry Natural product. And like Jamie said, it has a money-back guarantee. So, you know, if you're like Jamie and you're like, hey, I want to try something, but I've tried a lot of stuff and nothing works, well, try this out. If it doesn't work, you bring your bottle back, your receipt back, we give you your money back. But additionally, I'll just give you a little bit of information on this product. So it said 75% of the participants in a study reported arthritis symptom relief, improved knee comfort and mobility, and less pain. Similarly, they said, even stronger relief plus an increase in joint space after 12 weeks of supplementation. So more space means the knee joint was actually recovering some of its original cushioning ability.
Wow.
So this was helping to rebuild that cushioning.
Wow.
Yeah, today was leg day for me in my weightlifting program, and I was able to do lunges. I was tentative because of past experience, but man, it was good today.
Good on you. That's good to hear. That's really cool.
And I've been taking it for 4-5 weeks now.
Yeah. Right on.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about pain quite a bit when we get together and stuff.
Sure.
And most of these things help you through pain or help you, you know, tolerate it or what have you. I haven't heard many times about things that help repurpose or regrow things.
Yeah.
That's really impressive to me.
To increase the cushioning, which, you know, that's really getting to the source of it.
Right.
And I think that's where Jamie's really good at helping customers when they come in, because she'll kind of say like, hey, let's go after this pain right now today. And that's maybe where that CBD product comes in, or the relief.
Yeah,
we'll maybe talk about that next.
Yeah.
But then like also like let's help find something that helps rebuild that joint and, you know, kind of get to the source of the problem too. And I don't know, do you want to mention the relief? Because you use that one kind of like I would use it like a pain, like an aspirin, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And that this one has 30 milligrams of CBD and CBDA. I don't know about those. I mean, I do.
Yeah.
But we're not going to get into the science of it.
Mm-hmm.
Their additive in this is PEA. Again, the word is
it's pretty hard, 20
letters long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And only one person's held me accountable on how to say that.
I'm not gonna do that to you.
Yeah.
But if I've had a hard day of skiing or, you know, working a long day at Family Natural Foods, I'll take one right before I go to bed, and it just helps to calm everything down.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like my Tylenol.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is better for my liver.
Yeah, for sure. And the PEA, I think there's a couple things. Like I saw that it was good for people with, what did you found it that it was good for?
For MS. People with MS,
right.
I was reading some studies, and the PEA has shown to help heal that myelin sheath.
Mm.
People with MS have that deteriorating, and nerves are just kind of bouncing all over the place. And this has been shown to help heal that.
Yeah.
There are so few things that they can recommend for people with MS. There are just not enough options, not enough things for relief. That alone, like, sign me up. Like, put that out there, give it to everybody. Like, that's beyond impressive to me. That's really something.
PEA has a lot of research for pain and various things. It also has research for what's it called? Fibromyalgia.
Mm.
Another thing that, you know, for the longest times, doctors say, oh, it's in your head.
Yeah.
And then they came up with the term fibromyalgia, and they still didn't know what to do with people.
Yeah.
And when I first heard about CBD and how it has these endocannabinoid points in the body, I said, that sounds a lot like pain points, which is a clinical description of fibromyalgia. These kind of, you know, pressure pain points. I was like, that sounds either like something like Chinese medicine, or it sounds like CBD, which I think both would work really well for something like fibromyalgia. And sure enough, customers who came in tried, you know, usually a pretty potent dose, a higher dose of CBD for things like fibromyalgia. They came back and they said, hey, this is working great. And I think that's, you know, the PEA is just one more thing that I think would really be add to. And that's why we love this relief formula, because it's adding the kind of that synergy of two things. So it's going at the pain in more than one direction.
Mm.
So people, I mean, just everybody gets results from that product.
We're speaking with Stephen and Jamie from Family Natural Foods, and I really appreciate the conversation. This is a really cool conversation to have, and I know we're going to help some people out with this one. Do you want to continue with this, or did you want to
get to something? Yeah, it's a good question, because when Jamie and I get talking about topics that we're passionate about, we probably aren't going to get through as much as we thought, but I should mention, since Katrina made me this nice list of, so she didn't come here, but she's here.
Yeah.
She's here on this piece of paper.
She's here in spirit.
No, it's great. She's keeping me on task. But So the CBD products that we're talking about from Plus CBD, they're all on sale this month. So this is a great time to come in. You can get any of the CBD products you've normally bought, or you want to try some of these new ones. It's a great time. A number of Terry Natural products like Curamin, another pain, a great pain product that we've sold for years, still probably our top seller for pain. That's on sale this month as well. And then we have an update on garden seeds. It's getting inspiring out there. We have a lot of our garden seeds, maybe as much as half of our garden seeds in. I think by mid-April we'll have most everything in, but we're still waiting on stuff. But you can come in, you know, whatever we have is for sale, and we're happy to help you with it. And I think, let's see, was there any other things? Well, we could talk about sinus stuff. I think that might be a good topic, just because we're still getting a lot of folks coming in with kind of sinus infections, allergy season starting. You want to get a head start on allergy season, because that's the best way to get ahead of it, is to start early. And the product we brought today is called Sinus Breakup. Do you want to give us a little description on that one, Jamie?
I also love Sinus Breakup. Thank you for the employee discount, by the way. it's, you're supposed to put it in water and drink it with water, but I just put it right under my tongue, and it's very spicy. The first ingredient is horseradish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's not hot spicy, not like cayenne pepper or anything like that. It's like open your sinuses kind of spicy.
And it works immediately. And if you don't, I mean, you definitely could lessen the taste by adding it to a little warm water or then make a little tea, but
yeah,
I just like instant.
Yeah, if you like the real impact, just you do it that way.
Be bold.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, and there's garlic, there's cayenne, there's some licorice root, boneset, which is an amazing plant that grows around here and has been shown to help with immune boosting and cold and flu.
Cool.
Yeah. Love this stuff.
Great one, especially like you said, this time of year, it very similar to the immune or to aches and pains and a lot of these things. You're going to have those sniffles a little bit here and there as they kind of, as we get ready for real spring, you know, not the technical spring, but real spring when it actually gets nice out and everything. You want to be able to breathe and take in all those smells and feelings of spring and summer. It's a great one for you to be able to do that.
We
got a little bit of time here. Did you want to go back to any of these other, the pain products?
Yeah,
did you
want to
spend a little more time on that?
Which, is there any other ones? Do you want to get into topical? Do you want to get into?
Yeah, you know, sometimes when you tweak a muscle or twist a joint, because the other season that's coming up is pickleball season.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
We have a lot of nice topical pain relief salves. Tea relief is one that I've used for so long, and I love it because it doesn't get hot, it doesn't get cold, it has a very mild scent. It just works. It's really nice.
Yeah, it's remarkable stuff.
Yeah.
The a lot of time, and I noticed with some of those roll-on or some of those kind of things, the smell can bother people or that kind of thing. It sounds like that's not really an issue with that.
Yeah, and I used to be in contact with the company, and the gal that I was working with, she also said that for migraine headaches, put it on your fingertips and then massage it into your scalp.
Really?
And your headache, be it migraine or you know, just...
Yeah.
I deal with migraines like every other day. I would definitely like...
I'm definitely, give me this one for half price.
Writing this one down. Tea relief, arnica. Okay, yeah. That sounds like
And especially with migraines, usually people are very sensitive to smells when that is coming on. So that's why I really liked it, because it doesn't have a lot of scent.
It's a really interesting note there. Thank you, Jamie. Yeah. That's very helpful. I know people deal with, even if they don't deal with them on a consistent basis, the migraine thing can tend to be an issue for people. If you get one, you tend to get them from time to time and stuff. Yeah. So that's a nice help right there. And it's also nice to cover the gamut of pain. And not just with the different types of pain we have, which I think you guys have both done a really good job of covering that whole...
I think we'll call this the arsenal.
Yes, I like that, the arsenal. Yeah. I like that. I also love that, you know, we were talking about over-the-counter medications and stuff and things that you're diagnosed or are things that you're given as a prescription.
Sure.
Most of the time, the doctor is going to tell you, just make the prescription. they at Family Natural Foods, you're going in and you're getting options. You're getting you're getting a chance to choose yourself. Like, do you like taking a pill more? Do you like a cream? What kind of pain are you having? They're going to talk you this. I'm not saying, I don't mean to talk bad about doctors or anything like that. That's their job. That's what they do. But when you go to a Family Natural Foods, when you're going to, when you attack your pain this way, when you play offense on this stuff, you are getting more options. And I know for a fact, so many people out there, that's what they're looking for from, you know, when it comes to anything involving the medical world. They want options. They want to be able to choose a little bit more of like, hey, what I'm putting into my body. If I, if a cream works better on me, do you have a cream? Do you have a pill that works better? Like, you got options with that.
And then, going back to what I said in the beginning, you movement helps with pain. If you can hit the pain with a topical and get yourself out the door, take a walk.
You'll get feeling better.
You will feel better.
I think that was one of the more helpful things in a very helpful interview that we heard today, Jamie, is that I think a lot of people think, well, my hip is hurting. I'm not going to move. It makes it worse. You want to get that hip moving a little bit, get that blood pressure going and stuff, those muscles moving. That's what the body wants. Yeah. Really fun interview, you guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate the time from both of you. And, of course, everything you guys put into the community. Thank you so much. Say hi to the rest of the staff over there for me.
Yeah, we will. And, remember, we've got a few of these products, the CBD sale going on to the end of the month, Curemin from Terry Naturally. And we've got a couple speakers coming up in April and end of May.
Cool.
Some big ones. So nice. Stay tuned for our next visit here.
We'll be previewing that the next time you guys join us. Looking forward to it. Now, of course, encourage you to check out their website, familynaturalfood.com. It's all one word, familynaturalfood.com. Be sure to bookmark that page. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook. It's a great follow. You will not be disappointed. Again, thanks for the time, you guys. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. Jackie Carantini joining us here on Morning Magazine at WFHR, locally grown radio.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Husband left sideline. Going to Davis at the top. Feeds Wall high to right. Badgers down one. 13:40 remaining. Klesman finds a cutting. Davis Wall on the left. Up and in. It counts at a foul. Oregon extending things a little bit on the defensive end. A siege it against Ward. Throwing to Gilmore, top of the circle. Finds a cutting Hepburn to the rim, and he'll send it in. Chucky Hepburn, slam dunk. This zone here from Oregon. Klesman feeds Wall. Shot clock at 5. Skip pass Chucky. Snaps off a 3. Right side. Book it! Chucky Hepburn for 3. And it's 59-57 Wisconsin. And Soares inbounding, the 7-footer Crowell in his face. Soares winds up, heaves it deep, and it's knocked away. And Guerrier for 3, and the tie back run, no good. And it's off to Las Vegas for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 42. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 20. Tonight, mainly clear. Daytime highs approaching 45. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine Part 2 for this March 23rd, 2023. It is 10:33 on the clock. I have your host, James, here, and we're joined right now by one of our favorite people, Jackie Carantini, UW Extension Zone. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. How you been?
Thank you. I'm well.
Good, good. Jackie, I don't like to waste a second when you come into the studio. You always have great stuff for us. We always learn and grow and find out about great things going on in our community. Where do you want to go with the conversation today?
We're going to talk about end-of-life planning.
Okay.
Da dun dun. No.
Yeah, yeah, right. Oh, a light topic. Oh,
right? Right? We'll be offering, we have a series that we've done. I did a couple times last year, but we'll be offering it in April at Macmillan Library. And it's called Planning Ahead. And it's a new curriculum that Extension actually was part of piloting and we wrote because we have found that research tells us most adults don't have, you know, they kind of have an idea, but either they haven't talked about it, they haven't followed through, they really haven't taken steps on a lot of different things. So this curriculum takes into a lot of different pieces. So we talk about really heavy stuff like grief. We talk about financial components. We talk about advanced directives, both medical and financial. We talk about your estate and actually doing estate planning. All of this is based very specifically for the state of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. So most folks don't realize that the laws are different from state to state. Mm-hmm. So especially if you're a snowbird or you have a house, up in the UP in the summer, that kind of thing, got to check with that state because not everything transfers. So it's good to know what our laws here are in Wisconsin and making sure that everything is followed to a T. One of the ones I talk about quite a bit is specifically relating to advanced directives. And I think this came up, and you and I might have talked about this before, but specifically during COVID, this was an issue because Wisconsin is not a next of kin state.
Yeah.
And I'll say that again. Wisconsin is not a next of kin state. And what that means is, in most states in the country, if something happens to you, so let's say I'm driving home tonight and I get in a car accident and I end up in the hospital, in most states, the family would be the one to make the decisions. Mm-hmm. In the state of Wisconsin, that's not the case. So if you have the forms filled out, if you have your advanced directive forms filled out, then yes, it'll follow what's in there. If not, it is up to the medical team to make the decisions. Now, with that said, before we get a lot of nasty calls from healthcare providers, most of the healthcare systems will tell you that they will consult with the family. They'll do their best to consult with the family. But legally, it is up to the medical team. And so that's why I'm sure almost every single person listening has been, if you've been to the doctor in the last year at all, any of them, doesn't make a difference if you're going, for a regular checkup or if you're going to, a specialist, they're going to say to you, have you filled out your advance directives? It's the first thing they ask when you check in. And a lot of times we're like, oh, no, no. Fill it out. It's really important. Yeah. Fill it out. Yes. And so especially if you're someone that has pretty strong feelings about, being things like put on a respirator. If your lungs aren't functioning for themselves, do you want a respirator to breathe for you? Do you want to, if you go into cardiac issues, do you want to be hooked up, for echo, different things? If you're unable to eat, do you want to be tube fed? Right. So all of these different, and a lot of times, especially in working with families, they're like, we're not going to talk about that. And if you don't have concerns, then it really isn't a big deal. But like I said, what we saw during COVID, there were a lot of families that were really upset when they were put on, different pieces to help them breathe or different machines. And, they didn't talk to, they didn't talk to his wife or they didn't talk to, the kids. They didn't have to. They were making the most of their medical decisions and what they thought was the best course of action. So that's the thing that makes us kind of unique in Wisconsin is that we do have that little law. And so it is important to have these conversations. Just as I said, some folks really don't care. And they're like, oh, whatever. I'll be gone. Someone else handle it. There are other things that people are very, very, very passionate about. And not just with healthcare, but even like after they're gone. Yeah. I might have told you this before, but in my family, my stepmom has passed away from breast cancer. But while we were over the process, we had some time because she lived 5 years after her diagnosis till the time that she passed. So, but it was one of those where we knew it was coming because they had told her it was inevitable. And so we did have conversations over the course of time. And when it came time to talking about how she wanted to be buried or cremated or where she wanted, she was like very strong, very passionate about her, what her wishes were. And it had stemmed from other things that had happened in her life and where she wanted to be and all that stuff. And she didn't want a funeral. She didn't want people looking at her. She said, if they didn't talk to me in my, you know, in my real life, I don't, why would they want to come and gawk at me when I'm gone? You know,
sounds like my kind of lady.
Right. Yeah. You know, but very passionate about it. Yeah. It was very strong. And then there's other people that are like, well, I'm gone, you know, whatever. I don't want anything. And I just worked with a family that said that, that said, well, I don't want anything. And it was like, well, you still have a family that's going to be grieving and they need something. So what is the best for the ones that are left behind, right? But yeah. These are conversations we don't always have. So it's really important. And so this curriculum, we walk you through, it's long. There are 7 different modules, so it's 7 different sessions. But you get a lovely book, real thick book, that has all the materials in it, links you to all the legal forms in the state of Wisconsin. But just kind of, it's almost like a workbook to say, oh, you know, if you want to talk about this with your family at Easter, let's have this conversation, you know? And I recently was on a road trip with my family and I said, hey, you know, just as long as we're sitting here, we have an hour to talk, let's have a conversation about this. Let's talk about, you know, what would you want? What do you want to be, you know, would you want to be kept alive? You know, or, you know, what are your limitations on that? You know, and it's interesting because you think you know what someone's going to say.
Yeah.
And you don't. You really don't. You've probably heard me say before, I love to use the analogy of we all have our own coffee filter. Okay. And every experience that we've had in our life forms our coffee filter. So what we say and what we hear and what we see goes through our own individual coffee filter of our life's experiences. And because of that, when we say things, and I think this is especially for a lot of our older generation, when I say the word, you know, things like long-term care or nursing home, and you'll see them tense up and claws almost come out, you know. Mm. They have a visceral response to the term nursing home, right? Yeah. Because of something they experienced 50, 60, 70 years ago when they were a small child and they saw what had happened with their family at that time or how a loved one, you know, was cared for at that time. Boy, things have changed in 50, 60, 70 years, right? But that experience went into their coffee filter. So something as simple as me even saying the words nursing home can get a visceral response, right? Yeah. So these are things, and we don't know that until we ask that. We don't know that until we have these conversations. So that's another whole session in this, is really just even how to start conversations, who to include, you know, again, where do you file it? So the thing I love about this particular curriculum as a whole is because, like I said, you get a book. And so you can work through it by yourself. And then if you want to, you know, bring in your significant other, or, you know, then you can talk to them. And then if you decide you want to talk to your children or your loved ones or your friends or people at church, it doesn't make a difference. But it's this kind of go as you're on your own pace kind of thing. And that's okay. Yeah. This is not something you have to, yep, you're right. Every time you go to the doctor, they're going to ask you if you have your advance directive. Is your power of attorney for healthcare filled out? They will. And that's important. But it really is do at your own pace.
Yeah.
Because when we talk about things like our own, you know, mortality, it's, you know, it's sensitive.
Yeah.
We all react differently.
When it comes to that, Jackie, and first off, thank you so much for sharing all of that. I do appreciate it and everything. You are so dang good at this job. When it comes to just the topic itself, walking into it, bringing it up, I think of a lot of different conversations that I've had, with, especially in the last couple of years, with family members and friends about death in particular, and how just the subject of death that we treat with such kid gloves, and we use it in a hushed voice and stuff. And there's a lot of things in our society we're getting better about not talking in that hushed voice about anymore, that we're being bolder with and everything. This feels like the last taboo. This feels like the last one that there's others that I'm not thinking of or that we haven't touched on as a society yet, but I feel like the big ones go, this is the last one where we've got of all, we all are born, we all die, we don't get to choose either of these. And it's something that is, death has already been normalized. Life did that.
Right.
But us talking about death has not been normalized. And I think that goes a long way with this subject, where not only does it help that part of it, but it also helps you get a lot of these things done and, you know, dotting your I's and crossing your T's so you don't got to worry about this stuff. And more, maybe more importantly, your loved ones don't have to worry about these things.
Yeah, so true. So there was some research that was done right before COVID, so 1920. And so probably has changed a little bit. Like I said, COVID's a wrench in everything. But they had done a study across the United States, and they had asked adults, do you feel it's important to talk about death and end of life? 93% said, yes, absolutely, mm-hmm. very important. So almost everybody said, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Take a stab at what percentage had actually taken a step to do so.
Yeah,
yes.
10, 20%, maybe.
Oh, a little bit higher, 30.
Oh, that's good, that's good, that's 30. Good.
So,
still,
you know,
low.
Yeah, 92 to 30, right?
Yeah.
So a third of the folks, even though they all thought it was important, only a third had actually taken steps to do so and to have conversations. And you're right, it is inevitable. It's all the time. I do think it's like that old, in your my generation too, of, you know, we were still kind of at the end of the era where you couldn't say, you know, cancer. You know,
right.
You couldn't say things.
Yes.
You weren't supposed to say things out loud because it would bring it on, right?
Yep.
You know, or the old wives' table.
The old wives' tale.
Don't
yeah.
put the shoes on the table because that means death is coming to your family.
Yep.
You know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And, hey, but it is that kind of, you know, piece. But it's like, no, no one's getting around this particular one.
Yeah.
And again, if you don't care, you don't care. And I have worked with many folks over the years that they really don't. They're like, oh, you know, whatever's best for my family, that's fine. But even if you're in that boat of whatever's best for your family, the more that you have in line and ready to go, it's going to make it easier for your family. Because I'm sure everyone has had a death in their life. Over the course of their lives, someone in their circle, whether it's family or friends, has passed away. And so you've experienced grief, and grief can be overwhelming. That is a whole nother session we talk about, is grief. But grief, I've had people describe grief as a black hole, you know, that can last weeks, months, years. I've heard people say, you know, depending on who it was in their life, that, you know, they had a 3-year black hole. Like, they literally don't remember anything from, you know, 1978 to 1982. Like, whoop, I don't know what happened during that time.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely no recollection. So it's this idea of, okay, if that's the case and that is how it hits you, and there is no right or wrong with how grief hits, but you are not going to be in your right state of mind to be planning all this stuff and thinking about, oh my gosh, what would they want? Oh, I don't know. You know, and I think there's a range, right? There's this, you could be over here and saying, oh yeah, whatever's best for my family, I really don't care, I'm going to be gone, do whatever, you know, or do what's cheapest, or, you know, whatever's easiest. Or you could be all the way over here and you could be like, okay, I wrote my obituary. These are the songs that I want at my funeral.
Yes.
This is, you know, and okay, these are the flowers. I want these particular flowers.
At 10:05, I want this to happen.
I've already prearranged it with a nursing home. It's already paid for.
No.
I already have it paid for. Here's the name of the nursing home. It's already taken care of. It's already paid. They already have it all lined up, right? Two total opposite ends of the spectrum, but they're okay. Because again, there's no right or wrong in this. So, but again, I think the important part that we talk about is just taking a step, right? Like all of the stuff, even knowing that it's out there and starting the thought process in your own head, because it is personal. So you have to process it first to even think about, what do I want? What would I want? And it might be over here with totally minimal, really don't care. And it might be, oh yeah, no, I actually have thought about this, and I want, I'll give you creepo thing from myself, just because I've taught this so long. I always told my kids, and I'm young, I'm middle aged, but I'll tell my kids, in my phone there's a list of funeral songs. So if something happens to me, there's a list literally in my notes section in my phone that says funeral songs.
That's awesome.
You know, right? And it's kind of, you know, one of those things. My grandmother, on my mom's side, both my grandparents lived well into their 90s, so 96, 98. Long lives, long, and they would both told you last 20 years of their lives. Like, yeah, they had good lives. You know, they. But my grandmother had told me toward the end, no, I think she probably lived a good 10, 15 years after she told me this, but she said, you know, when I die, I want you to wear red. Mm. Do not wear black, wear red. Mm. I want you to have fun and celebrate because I had a fantastic life, right?
Mm. I love that.
Right? And so, but what a great mindset of it doesn't have to be, yep, you're going to be sad that I'm gone, but I want you to celebrate, right? And those are the things that, yes, I want you to have those conversations with your loved ones. I want you to share those little tidbits and the good stuff. Mm-hmm. And you're right. Make it okay to talk about it. Yeah. I always say, I've said this for 20 years, you know, holidays, please have conversations when your family is around. And it doesn't have to be, you know, oh, I'm planning my funeral, but it could be, hey, if you have adult children, and when I say adult, I mean over the age of 18.
Yeah.
That advance directive implies. So even when your kids are going off to college, you should ask them because accidents happen. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, would you want to be, you know, blankety blank, and kind of run through the different pieces. If you haven't filled one out and you haven't looked on the state of Wisconsin, it's DHS. You can just put in advance directives, you know, state of Wisconsin or DHS, and it'll come up. They are so user friendly. Like, they are just fan flipping tastic. It's a checklist. Yeah. It literally is a checklist, and it just says, would you like this? Check. Would you like this? Check. So it's super easy. So I encourage folks, you know, when families get together for holidays, so Easter's coming up, families around, just say, hey, you know, pick a question. I don't care what it is. You know, how's everybody feel about cremation? Mm-hmm. You know, like, oh, would you rather turn it into a game?
Yes, there you go.
Would you rather be cremated or... you know, be buried. Or if so, where would you want to be buried? Mm. Or if you were cremated, you know, where would you... Yeah, and just start it. You'll probably have a 3-hour conversation on that one question. It doesn't have to be grandma's planning your funeral. It could just be, hey, what would you rather? And it'll go off and have a life of its own, which is fantastic.
I remember, and I think this has happened before with us talking, where I'm sitting with my papa, best driver I've ever known, and he's filling out his insurance papers for driving and stuff, and he's kind of barking under his breath about the amount of how much it costs. And I say to him, well, Papa, you're the best driver I know. Why do you need insurance? And like, it doesn't. He's like, you know, you don't get in accidents. It seems like a waste of money. He's like, Jimmy, I'm not paying for the insurance. I'm paying for the peace of mind. And so much of what we've been talking about today, I feel that, like, oh, why do I need to worry about this, or I don't want to put the time into this? You're investing that time in yourself, in your family. You're investing that time so that you can have that peace of mind. This is one less thing for you to worry about, so you can go ahead and enjoy your life and sit back and like you should be able to at your age, whatever age you are listening to us out there.
Yeah.
You deserve that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, as you said earlier about having more conversations, I do think, you know, we live in a great community. So, you know, Aspirus and Marshall Clinic, they are offering, you know, programs and series. And there is stuff out there. And I think there are more folks that are trying to say, yeah, let's look at our options. You know, oh, what is... you know, what are long-term care options? What are, you know, housing communities, you know, for older adults where you can transition in, you know? And like, if you haven't been to one lately, holy smokes, you should go check it out because they're doing some amazing things. And, you know, it's like a spa, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's some pretty cool stuff going on. It's not what you were thinking of, you know, earlier. Like I said, you know, the nursing home from 1950, it's not the same. So I do encourage folks to, you know, while you are not in the need to just start kind of digging in at any of the topics. Just dig in a little bit and see what you can find out. Because that's the other thing that's important is when you're doing it with a clear-headed mind, when it's not particular retaining, you know, pertaining to I'm not responding, right? It's that idea of responding versus reacting kind of thing. So if we're thinking about it with a clear mind and just trying to think about, hey, well, let me learn more. What would I like to know? Hey, this might be what I want versus, oh my gosh, I just got this diagnosis or, I'm not able to move around my house anymore. I think I'm going to have to downsize and find someplace else to live. well, then you're reacting. Then you're going to be looking at it from a different set of, you know, different mindset and different point of view. So
they always say you shouldn't go grocery shopping when you're hungry. You know, it's a similar kind of thing. You want to take care of these things when you're in a good state of mind, when you're, you know, in those things, as opposed to the opposite of that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think the other thing, most thing that what we found research tells us is that when someone else in your life goes through it, so if it is a spouse, a child, a grandparent, you know, aunt, uncle, whatever, then you see it from that kind of third party, mm-hmm. and like, oh, yeah, no, like, note to self, get on that, right? Mm-hmm. Because you do see how it affects the family and the friends and the loved ones. And they're like, oh, yeah, I really should do that, right?
Yeah.
So this is kind of that reminder to everybody. It doesn't make a difference what it is. Pick something and just tag at it. So if this is, you know, linking in the back of your head, you're like, oh, yeah, maybe I really should, or I want to know more about any of those topics. Again, these are big stuff. So even when I say we spend, you know, an hour and a half a week on this, it's like I don't even touch the tip of the surface in that time, and we break these apart. But it still is like, yeah, there is so much. And I always tell folks when we start this series of I'm going to plant a seed. All I am doing here is I am planting a seed. Again, I'm giving you this workbook. You're going to go back and you're going to start thinking about it. Maybe by the time we end the 7 weeks, maybe you'll have attempted something, or you'll have a plan, or you'll schedule a meeting, or you had a conversation with your spouse. More than likely, you're not going to make it through it all, because it's a lot. It's big stuff, and it's also heavy stuff. And so you have to do it at your own pace.
And the giving people the ability to have a resource, you know, that you're not having to face this all on your own, or you and your kids don't have to face it all on your own, that you have a resource that is just looking to inform you, just looking to help. There's no, you know, money exchange. There's no other than information. That's the thing that's exchanged here. And somebody like Jackie and the people she works with really help you with that. It's, you know, we nobody picks up a bike and learns to ride right away. You got to have training wheels. That's what this is it a chance for you to be able to ease into this topic. And then, you know, maybe even for some, talking with you, Jackie, going to these sessions, doing that might help it make it easier for you to be able to talk about it with your loved ones. It could be a two-prong kind of attack thing where you don't have to jump into it without that resource that Jackie can give you and that information.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the goal, right? Like, I want everybody to just have the tools to start. I think the other thing that came out of what you just said is that we are unbiased. So as I said, we have great resources in our community. We have some fantastic things, but they might likely steer you towards wherever they are or what their materials are, which is great if that pertains to you. But we do it from a little more neutral standpoint of completely unbiased. I'm going to give you a lot of different options and throw different things at you. And our stuff is just based, again, on Wisconsin law.
Yeah.
So I'm not an attorney, but we just direct you to the forms and, you know, help you fill them out. We are currently doing a pilot for this curriculum in Hmong. And we've been working on it for over a year, and we're compiling the data. And one of the things that I was just working on one of the sessions, and it just kept coming up as, oh my gosh, this is just so overwhelming. Like the language and the words and what, you know, you can break it apart word by word. What does this mean? And like, yeah, and we can't change that because again, these are legal forms, but what I can do is I can give you an example and I can give you a scenario. So every sentence I can stop and say, okay, advanced directive. Yep. Advanced directive, really complicated word. But what it really means is, you know, a plan to share your wishes in case you are unable to do so in the need of a medical emergency. And people go, oh, yeah, I get that, right? Mm-hmm. That's what this is. And so I think the other thing that's super important about this particular series, and a lot of our series, but this one especially, is that, and you touched base on this, you're in a group. And guess what? Everyone else is going through the same thing at the same time. So this particular series, when I evaluated the last time I did it here in town with the senior center, one of the things when I said, what was the best part? And they said, part two. And I'm like, part two, like session two, like module two? And they're like, no, like every time part two. And I'm like, I don't know what you mean by part two. Mm. Do you know what it was? After the session was over, everybody just sat and chit-chatted.
That's awesome.
About what it meant to them, right? And what they were working on and how it related to things, you know, either a death in their family or their spouse or something. And it was just like, oh, tangible examples.
Yeah.
So valuable. Yeah. And personable. And I think it also makes it a little easier because it's someone else.
Yeah.
Right? Like I said in the beginning, this is really hard because it's deep, heavy stuff and we have to think about it ourselves. But if I can say, oh, look, James, you're going, oh, and you tell me about going through this with your 20-something daughter and, you know, how asking her what her wishes are. And I'm like, oh, I can relate to that. Right? Yeah. Okay, this is what... It just makes it a little bit easier to digest. It's that third party piece.
Yeah.
It's hard when we're talking about ourselves, but if someone else shares, oh yeah, I can relate to that. I got it. So that's the other part that makes this good versus doing it by yourself. So
it goes a lot farther than we realize.
Yeah, absolutely. So if anybody is interested, we haven't started registrations yet, but again, it will be Tuesdays and Thursdays, 1:30 in the afternoon at McMillan Library, and you can call the extension office to get on the waiting list and we will sign you up. It's free of charge. You do get a big manual book of materials, lots of good stuff. So our office number to register is 715-421-8437. Mm-hmm. Say it one more time. 421-8437.
We'll also mention the extension website, extension.wisc.edu. Extension.wisc.edu is a great resource as well. Always greatly appreciate the conversation with you, Jackie. The only problem is we never have enough time. You and I could keep talking for another half an hour here and everything, but we got to let Kristen get in here and do her thing. Okay. Thank you, though, so much for the time and everything you do in the community. Appreciate you, Jackie.
Really.
Looking forward to talking again real soon.
Thanks.
We will wrap up Morning Magazine for the week tomorrow. We're looking forward to welcoming in our studio, Amy Vetter with the ADRC. Always good time to talk with them. And Wisconsin Rapid Public Schools Superintendent Craig Bourne going to join us along with Tina Miller, principal of Howe University, and Justin Weinhold, physical education teacher over at Howe. That's how we'll wrap up the week of Morning Magazine tomorrow's show. Stick around for more great locally grown radio right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.